In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. When I was growing up, my mom and dad loved to have people over to the house on a regular basis, whether that was for a glass of wine or a meal, or maybe to play a board game back when we played board games. If it was Christmas, you know, the tree would be up. It would be obvious that guests were coming. Or if it was Thanksgiving dinner, the table would be set. Or if it was a birthday celebration, there would be a present usually set somewhere in the house, kind of an indication that company was coming. However, there was one thing that was the indication that guests were coming to the house. That was the guest towels in the bathroom. They were different. They were nice. And they were soft. And they all matched. The whole set was set out. Not just the hand towel that you use after you wash your hands. I mean the whole set. So it was like someone was going to come to dinner and take a shower before they had dinner. But there was one rule. Hands off. My mom would come to me and my brother and she would say, "Boys, do not touch the towels. If you have to go in and wash your hand, you grab another hand towel out of the cabinet and that's what you use to dry your hands." My friends, we are about 2.5 weeks before the grand, beautiful celebration, the pageant of Christmas. I think we're probably a little too early to put the guest towels out. And that's probably a good thing because Scripture backs that up today. In Scripture, we have John the Baptist on the banks of the river, his diet of honey and locusts, wearing camel's hair. It's probably the last person we want to be using the guest towels. But John has such a role to play in salvation history and for us today. He is helping to prepare those who are listening for the kingdom of God. Jesus is getting ready to start his ministry. And John wants them to get themselves together. That beautiful first reading we heard from Isaiah, one of my favorites. That's what John is talking about, where the wolf and the lamb are lying together, where all of creation are one together. That's what he's talking about. I don't know if John ever would have lost it or gone kind of, you know, off the scale a little bit, if it just would have been just regular baptizing and telling people to get ready. He didn't lose it until the Pharisees and the Sadducees walked on the scene. And it wasn't because they were there. It wasn't because they were standing back and watching. It wasn't even because they were asking questions. It's because they, as it said in the gospel, it's because they were seeking baptism. And John lost it. "You brood of vipers, repent." I mean, John was really serious about this. And it doesn't mean that John didn't want them to be a part of the kingdom of God. Not at all. This is what John had a problem with. John thought that the Pharisees and the Sadducees had already put out the guest towels, and yet the rest of the house was a mess. If you're going to put out the guest towels, make sure your house is in order. And it wasn't. Not even close to being in order. And that is, I think, the lesson for you and I today in this second week of Advent. We have the opportunity to get our house in order. In order to do that, we've got to make some changes. It's pretty obvious that our world is a mess. That's kind of a daunting task, to get the world in order. But I'm here to suggest that if we manage to get this house in order, notice where I'm pointing. If we get our hearts in order, the house that we live with, then we can begin to tackle the world. But here's the problem. It's real easy for us to say, now, seriously, my house is not out of order. It's really not. However, his house, that's another thing. My house is nice and tidy, but her house? Oh my God, have you looked inside? We can't do that. We cannot begin to point out the untidiness of someone else's house. In order for us to make positive changes in our world, we have to take care of us first. There is no other way around it. So, my friends, as I said, we have 2.5 weeks left before Christmas. I don't know about you, but my house is a little untidy. I'm not going to stand here and tell you that yours is too. It's going to be too John the Baptist, wouldn't you think? But I am going to pray and suggest that all of us will be reflective enough during this season that we will know where we need to do spiritual pruning. And that's basically what it is. Spiritual pruning allows us to see what's not right, right here, and to make those changes. And then we can put out the guest towel. Because my friends, in a couple of weeks, we are celebrating the birth of the Christ child, Emmanuel, God with us, the Prince of Peace and the King of Kings. So may God give us the courage and the grace and the faith to get our house in order so that we may welcome the Christ child and put out our guest house. Amen.